Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local, talking about topics no one in the valley would touch on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 1430 AM, and 100.9 FM, a River Network production.
I'm having all sorts of trouble here with the sun blinding me. Because the angle is just right where it's burning my retina, my right retina. And for Facebook friends who are watching the live stream, I got to apologize because if I'm not holding this pad thing up here, it actually is my wife's, this stupid daisy thing. And if I'm not leaning forward, this is what you get. How pathetic is this? All right, so I got to lean forward here and hold this thing up, and pretty soon the sun will move, and that'll be the end of it. So, again, my apologies if you are watching the Facebook live stream right now. You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You have no idea. But this is just one indicator. If I sit the wrong way, then you get the blinding sun thing. Anyway, some of the steals. Incredible. Okay, you just heard the commercial for Herb Electric. And they're in Bridgeport, and right next to them is Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. This is a great store. Lots and lots and lots and lots of really, really great stuff. It's in, of course, Bridgeport, but it's also all over the place. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, I did not know this when I first started talking with the folks there. They have 11 stores in three states. This is a huge operation. This is an incredibly successful company. I had no idea, honestly, I had truly no idea. Anyway, and they said, well, Dimitri, what we'd like to do is have everybody know more about our store in Bridgeport, which is right across the street from Herb Electric in Bridgeport, because we've got all these incredible sales going on. In fact, each one of them is a steal. And I said, each one of your sales is a steal? And they said, yeah. And I said, well, let me just see. I spoke to Zach. Very good guys, one of the managers, or one of the main people there with Ross and some of the others, great people, all of them. And Zach sent me this, and he said, yeah, it's a steal. Every one of these sales is a steal. So Steel is this great company out of, I believe it's Germany, that makes top quality equipment, absolutely top quality equipment, S-T-I-H-L, but it's spelled, excuse me, it's pronounced Steel. So, steel, a battery trimmer, an FSA, the price is only $230, but with that, you get a free battery, $140 value. I'm telling you, it's a steal. The gas trimmer, the steel gas trimmer, the FS56 RCE, well, the regular price, $230, sale price only $199. You're saving like 30-some-odd bucks. I'm telling you, it's a steal. The FS91R gas trimmer, the regular price, $360, sale price, $329. You're saving about 30 bucks. It's a steal. And the steel self-propelled battery lawnmower, $800, $799 actually. And with that, they'll give you a free battery, $300 value. It's a steal. It's Bridgeport Equipment. And oh, by the way, if you are into Yamahas, for some of their stores like in Ripley and Pennsboro, the Bridgeport Equipment Yamaha Blowout, they've got Raptors, they've got RMAX, they've got Wolverines, and the sale prices are ridiculous. Now, you got to go to the Bridgeport Equipment stores in Ripley or in Pennsboro. Pennsboro is a very big store, by the way. And go and get some of those incredible values. If you're into Yamahas, the side-by-sides, I don't know the right terminology. I'm an idiot when it comes to pretty much all of this stuff. So is it a side-by-side or a all-terrain vehicle? I don't know. What the hell do I know? I do know this much. The sales are incredible. They're steals at Pennsboro and also at Ripley. And if you're into boating, Crownline, the Crownline boats, they have got this huge store, Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, in Marietta. It is a massive store. It's like the Mall of Marietta. It's massive. It's like, I don't know, 78,000, 80,000 square feet. And they've got all these incredible boats. Crown Lines and they're on sale at ridiculously low prices. Again, it's a steal. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool, when you go to any of these stores, whether the one in Bridgeport next to Herb Electric or to Pennsboro or to Ripley or to the Mega Mall store that they have in Marietta, it's massive with all the boats and everything else. Make sure you tell them Dimitri sent me, and they'll take very, very good care of you. Bridgeport Equipment and Tool. It's a steal. Every one of their deals, it's a steal. And again, my apologies for the Facebook live stream with the sun glaring. I'm going to try to sit forward and at an angle and seem as if this is a natural pose for me, which it is not. It's actually quite painful. But at least this way, I'm not going to be blinding the remaining viewers that we have left for the Facebook live stream. There aren't too many, as you would expect. But you know, for them, it's really quite, really annoying. Hey, Johnny, can you get a curtain or something? Johnny? Oh, he's on the phone talking with another client of his. Oh, well. And how's your morning going for you? All right, so some more good news regarding Trump and MAGA Nation. Even CNN, which hates Trump like almost as badly as MSNBC hates Trump, even CNN is saying, hey, there's some really, really, really good news here about what Trump is doing and how the people are responding. And again, this is not from Newsmax. This is not from Breitbart. This is from CNN. I mean, this is really quite amazing. You talk about winning. Holy cow.
Let's start with this. Historically, you know, you talk about Trump being sort of unpopular. What are the numbers showing us?
Yeah, I think sometimes it's important to do a little bit of reality check and take a little different spin at the numbers. I'm going to do that right here because all we talk about is how unpopular Donald Trump is. But in reality, he's basically more popular than he was at any point in term number one and more popular than he was when he won election back in November of 2024. What are we talking about? His net favorable rating right now comes in at -4 points. Compare that to where he was when he won in November of 2024 when he was at -7 points, or March of 2017 when he was at -10 points. So when you compare Trump against himself, he's actually closer to the apex than he is to the bottom of the trough. And of course, that's so important because Donald Trump, historically speaking, has had his numbers underestimated. So I think it's very important to compare him to himself to understand he's actually more popular now than he was when he won, or certainly where he was at this point back in his first term. The bottom line is Trump is more towards the ceiling than he is towards the floor.
So when you do that, it makes my knees hurt. So when you look at this compared to sort of historically, what does it tell you about the percentage of folks that think the country itself, with him at the helm,
correct,
is on the right track?
This, I think, is rather important because, again, if the polls have historically underestimated Donald Trump, what is a metric that might get at understanding at how popular he may actually be? So let's take a look at the percentage of the country who say that we're on the right track. It's actually a very high percentage when you compare it to some historical numbers. What are we talking about? According to Marist, 45% say that we're on the right track. That's the second highest that Marist has measured since 2009. How about NBC News? 44%. That's the highest since 2004. Wow. The bottom line is the percentage of Americans who say we're on the right track is through the roof. And if you were to compare it to when presidents have historically been reelected, of course, Trump is not constitutionally eligible to run for reelection, but I think it sort of puts it in perspective. 42% of the country says the country is on the right track when the incumbent party is reelected. And also keep in mind, back when Kamala Harris lost and the Democrats were turned out of power, only about 27 to 28% of the country said the country is on the right track. The bottom line is right now, a much higher percentage of the country says we're on the right track. And finally, Sarah Seidner, I want to put it all in the congressional generic ballot.
What about Congress?
What about Congress? Because those are the folks who are up in 2026. And take a look here. The Dems versus the Republicans on the generic congressional ballot. Mm-hmm. Back in November of 2020, when Democrats won, it was +5 Democrats. Tied in November of 2022, +1 in November of 2024, when Republicans maintain control. And then you look at March of 2025. This number looks a lot more like 2022 or 2024, when Republicans won control of Congress. The bottom line is, yes, Donald Trump's approval rating is lower than compared to a lot of his predecessors, but it's higher than compared to himself. A lot of folks say the country's on the right track, and the generic congressional ballot looks a heck of a lot more like when Republicans win than when Democrats win.
It will be interesting to see if any of what just happened with these leaking of the text plays into it in a later poll. But this is very telling.
This is very telling. At least at this point, Republicans are still in the catbird seat.
All right, Kate.
That was CNN. That was CNN. Oh, my God. And you know that the numbers have got to be much, much higher. Oh, hold on a second. Johnny is coming. Hey, Johnny O, I got a complaint. Come in here for a second. Come in here. Do you see this thing here? Do you see this ball of light here? This is blinding me. This is blinding our viewers. You, take a look at this. Look at this. And it's a lot worse right now than it was. Can you? This window's filthy. I'm glad the window's filthy because otherwise it'd be worse. Can you get a curtain or something here?
Put the picture of Steve Novotny up there.
Just, I don't care what you do. Put a picture of yourself up there. But this is.
Kurt Crankyanker.
This is. Who?
Kurt Crankyanker. You've never heard him call into my station?
No, I'm. Oh, you have a phone system?
Yes, I have a phone system.
Oh, my God. Anyway, if there's something you
I
could
love
do
your little
for
sunflower,
Facebook. Well, this is my wife's sunflower iPad thing. Hey. I had to hold this thing up to keep the sun from blinding our viewers.
What do you want me to do?
Well, put a curtain up here, for God's sake. Okay. See where it says sun? Can you just have
how about we take have, your leather coat?
Don't touch that coat. Don't you dare touch that coat. Don't you dare. Hey, don't. Hey, dead animal skin. You let go of that dead animal skin. All right. Whatever you could do, because my Facebook friends are complaining because their retinas have been burned out because of that light. And this really is terrible.
Well, the weatherman said it was supposed to be mostly cloudy.
The weatherman. Oh, thank you, Jeff Exline. Oh, the weatherman. The weatherman.
I'm sorry, weather person.
Weather person. Yeah, anyway. Oh, by the way, is she leaving? Is the young girl leaving from 9?
They all leave.
They all?
Don't they all leave?
Okay, Amanda Verrier, is that her name? Boy,
leave.
She has a great body, doesn't she? She is put together well. No, she's...
HR's on too.
HR, my... She has a great body, she does.
Okay.
She needs to do something with her hair, but she's a very nice person. What?
No, don't worry about it.
What? Oh, God. Amanda Verrier. I was told that she was leaving. I don't know if she is or not, but she's got a very, very nice body. Great body, nice face, very pleasant. You got to do something with her hair. It's too plain. It's got to be dolled up somehow. Get in touch with Michelle Chavez at 7. She knows how to get it done. All right, so there's that. So we're going to try to do something about this hideous sun issue here for Facebook friends, and more importantly for me. Johnny will do something. I'm not quite sure what, but I'm sure he will do it. All right, so Bridgeport Electric, we did that. Oh, another one of my clients, Dimitri 2020 LLC. I spoke with Dwayne Pilek. He is Ohio Valley Waste Systems. If you, hold on a second, what? Johnny's singing to himself, walking through the hallways. Really hard work. He plays 10 songs in a row, and he can just goof around. And anyway, so he's doing that. Anyway, he's actually a great guy. Don't tell him I said so. Oh, here he comes. Hold on. Oh, hi, Johnny. What do you got there?
Hey, you know what? If you were on an island, you'd want me there with you.
Oh, I would.
I would survive, and you would perish.
I would prefer your wife, but still, I'll take what I can get. All right, so he's putting up something now that... Yeah, all right, that'll work, yeah. That is the top of a Rubbermaid...
Pepper shaker. Do you, like, live here or what?
No, I don't eat here. It's all Novotny. All of this is Novotny. Anytime you see crumbs all over the place, it's...
Get the
microphone up here, for God's sake. This is radio. Get the mic.
He's only here for 3 hours.
Don't shout! God almighty, man.
He brings lunch. He brings all kind of snacks.
I don't eat in this studio. I just drink. I need the crumbs or Novotny crumbs. They're not
okay.
They're not the Vassilaris crumbs.
Okay.
Jesus. Right. H. My God. So this is
from
a rubber.
From the fat apple, right?
From the fat apple's the best. I'm going
I know.
There.
Okay.
I'm going there today.
Are you?
Okay. So this is a Rubbermaid lid.
Your rubber neck.
Rubber neck lid.
Or rough neck. I'm sorry. It's not rubber.
God. You got to stay off that fireball stuff here before 10 in the morning.
It's Kahlua in the morning, fireball on the weekends.
Oh, God. So. Someone do an intervention with this guy. Please, somebody do an intervention. Anything you want to...
Ten fingers, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Dimitri.
Yeah. Thank you.
Your one listener is happy now.
You know, you can just bite me hard for all I care. Anyway, so Johnny O, the morning show on WAMP, he's actually, he's walked away. He's actually a great guy. He's actually a terrific guy, does anything for us, almost any good stuff that you hear on this show. Johnny had a hand in fixing the equipment, doing this, doing that, now getting rid of the this horrible sun issue here by putting up a lid, literally a lid, that is Rubbermaid, a big lid. For a big bin, he put it up, and it's acting as a block
for those on Facebook there. That's actually a Rubbermaid lid. That was Johnny's fix. And it actually worked. So I can put down this daisy thing for my wife. And what has happened in my career? What have you... Sorry. Shut up! Go play some Madonna! Two for Tuesday! Play two Michael Jackson songs and shove them up... Anyway, Johnny-o. You don't want to drink Kahlua and Fireball before 10 in the morning. You just don't want to do that. You just don't. And how's your life going for you, huh? Oh, my God.